This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for July 29th, 2011. I'm Natalie Pynchon. The articles featured in this podcast were published today. The topics are functional neurosurgery and oncology. Magnetic resonance imaging techniques for visualization of the subthalamic nucleus. A review by Ellen Brunenberg and co-workers. This paper reviews 70 publications on MR imaging-based targeting techniques to identify the subthalamic nucleus for deep brain stimulation in patients with Parkinson's disease. The authors found that there is still a large variability in targeting techniques used for surgery planning. Some groups apply indirect methods involving anatomical landmarks or anatomical and functional atlas information. Others use direct visualization on spin echo or inversion recovery MR images. Unfortunately, the reviewed studies do not lead to a straightforward conclusion on the best targeting protocol. Indirect methods are not patient-specific, while direct targeting suffers from lack of contrast within the subthalamic region. These deficiencies result in a need for intraoperative adaptation of the original target based on test stimulation with or without microelectrode recording. It is expected that future advances in MR imaging technology will lead to improvements in direct targeting. The authors note that the use of new modalities such as diffusion MR imaging might even lead to the specific identification of the different functional parts of the subthalamic nucleus, such as the dorsolateral sensory motor part, the target for deep brain stimulation. The molecular biology and novel treatments of vestibular schwannomas. A review by Brendan Manuel Fong and colleagues. Vestibular schwannomas, or acoustic neuromas, are benign tumors that grow from the Schwann cell sheath surrounding cranial nerve 8. Recent understanding of the molecular biology of acoustic neuromas has shed light on potential mechanisms and has advanced research for novel treatments. Vestibular schwannomas can develop sporadically, but are commonly associated with a mutation of the NF2 gene on chromosome 22. The product of this gene, Merlin, has since been found to play a role in cell-to-cell attachment, signal transduction, and tumor suppression. Like many signal transduction pathways in biology, Merlin's function depends on its phosphorylation state. In its dephosphorylated state, Merlin initiates contact inhibition and functions to inhibit the RAC pathway and its downstream product, PAK. In its phosphorylated state, Merlin is freed from cell-to-cell attachment and can promote mitogenic growth. This vital function of Merlin is thought to be the center of the pathogenesis of vestibular schwannomas and may serve for targeted therapeutic approaches. One such therapeutic approach is through the use of IPA3, a small molecule PAK inhibitor. A PAK inhibitor would function within the Merlin signaling pathway to prevent phosphorylation of Merlin, promoting cell-to-cell adhesion, and ultimately would halt the growth of vestibular schwannomas. In this article, the authors comprehensively review the recent advances in the molecular biology and characterization of vestibular schwannomas, as well as the development of modern treatments for vestibular schwannoma. Thank you for listening to the Journal of Neurosurgery. To listen to more of our podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.